We've done a lot of shows about the labor market here on The Indicator from Planet Money, mainly on Jobs Fridays.
Woo! No! No! Stop!
Oh!
Today's not Jobs Day.
No air horn?
Sadly,
Cardiff.
It's not Jobs Day.
That feels harsh.
Yeah. But there is one theme we've noticed this year that we felt like we should stop and emphasize because it is something that has continued to improve, maybe more than people realize. And it's that the availability of work, the availability of jobs for people who want a job, and even for people who didn't know that they want a job, has really expanded. And according to a bunch of indicators, it's in better shape than it has been since the early 2000s. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Today on the show, we tie together four of these indicators, and we explain why this is a big deal, for more than just the obvious reasons that it is better if there are a lot of jobs out there because then people can find work, which is a good thing, but there's more. All of that is coming up after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Grow with Google. From coding to IT support, Grow with Google is helping Americans across the country learn new skills for the digital age. Learn more and get started at google.com/grow. Support also comes from State Street Global Advisors. Download Crazy Enough to Work, a podcast series with Elizabeth Banks about the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
Okay, four indicators showing how work is becoming more and more available for people who want it. First indicator, there are now more job openings than unemployed people. To be precise, there are 659,000 more job openings than unemployed people. That's the first Planet Money indicator.
And this means that, yes, there is more than one job available in the United States for every person who is looking for a job and doesn't have one. And 2018 is the first year that this has been the case since the government started first keeping track of this data back in 2000. So this doesn't mean that all of the unemployed people in the U.S. can just slide right into a job. For example, this is a big country, and the people who are unemployed might not live in the same area where one of the jobs is available. Also, the available jobs might not be a good match for the skills of the unemployed people, at least not yet. But still, this indicator does suggest that companies still need more and more workers.
And that is backed up by our second indicator.
Indicator number two.
38%. 38% of small business owners had job openings that they could not fill in August. That is according to the National Federation of Independent Business. And that's a record high. Not much more to say about that. Record high.
Now, the third indicator. The share of workers quitting their jobs each month is the highest it's been in 17 years. The walking paper indicator, also known as the quits rate, it is now 2.4%. And that is our third Planet Money indicator, 2.4%. And it's been rising. So, of course, we don't want to weigh in and tell you if it's a good idea for you to quit your job if you're frustrated. You know, you can just be like, I don't have to put up with this anymore.
Because these podcast hosts told me.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, just not for nothing, there are a lot of people who are collectively quitting their jobs. And this is a good thing because it means that people are confident in the economy, that they have options, that if they're unhappy in their job, they can go out and get a better one. They're not stuck.
Like me at the end of last year when I quit my job because I knew this one was available at NPR.
Oh, I'm so glad you did, Cardiff Garcia.
And that brings us to our fourth and final indicator, and it's a really interesting one. Yeah, this one's fascinating. Over the past year, 71% of people who went from not having a job to getting a job, 71% of those people were not even looking for a job the month before they got one. That is also a record high.
The job just found them. They didn't even know they were looking. It was like a lightning strike job.
Kinda.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, this kind of thing happens for a few reasons. One is that some people had become so discouraged by the economy that they stopped looking for work. And then they were surprised when they found out that there was a good job that they could actually get. Another reason is that there could be a lag between submitting a job application and getting hired. But whatever the case, it means that a lot of people who had not been actively searching for work have been getting hired. And that is a sign of a really healthy labor market. And a healthy labor market is about more than just job creation. Because when a lot of work is available, it means that workers have more power to negotiate for a higher wage. And we are finally seeing signs that wage growth is accelerating this year, after a long period of not going up very much for a very long time.
That's right. And there can also be a wider economic benefit. When companies are desperate to find workers, they might also respond by offering their workers better training and education. Because if a company can't find a worker with the right skills, then it has to find a way to give those skills to the workers it does have. Or if a company really struggles to find new workers, then it might invest in better equipment or tools to make the workers it does have more productive. And that's the hope, by the way, that we are getting closer and closer to the point where companies start doing a lot more of this.
Because when workers are more productive, the whole economy benefits. And also, the workers can get paid more because they are producing more. Because for a really healthy economy, having enough jobs available for the people who need them isn't actually enough, but it is a great first step. And you know what that has me thinking?
What's that?
That maybe this calls for an air horn.
Bonus air horn.
Not to steal Jobs Friday's thunder.
Bonus
horn.
But
I'm just saying, so much to air horn about.
We do need more sound effects, actually.
Right, don't you think?
We need to get some new
sound effects. I have a fever, and the only prescription is more air horn.
A final word that we will have charts for all of these indicators up on our website at npr.org/money. And a special hat tip to economist Ernie Tedeschi, who's been on the show before. One of those charts came from him.
Hi, I'm Daniel Alarcón, host of NPR's Spanish language podcast, Radio Ambulante. This week, a year after the earthquakes that devastated the country, Mexico is still dealing with the aftermath. Schools were especially damaged, and the government promised to rebuild them fast, but two journalists discover that the truth about that reconstruction is much more complicated.